It's BOE 446.
I think these 10 were bought in January of last year.
These 10 are grouped.
And you're never going to replat these either, are you?
Replat what?
These lots. Like when you buy a whole group of lots, yep. And instead of keeping these little lots, just...
But these 10 are together, aren't they? These 10 that you bought?
They're not connected.
They're not connected?
No, only two groups. It's 8 different parcel numbers, 8 different locations, two lots on BOE number 455 and 471. Those have connected lots. So their parcel ID number has two lots in them. Just like 471, BOE number 471, it was one parcel number, but we built two houses because it was two separate lots.
So this is another example of one that says it's unbuildable.
Which one is it? The one on the corner?
So
the reason it's unbuildable is that's all power lines. There's not even room to build a house. So it's got power lines cut across in every direction, and this is a hole with drainage.
Gotcha. Okay.
So some of them I do know exactly.
Some of them you do know.
And when I say that, the chance of putting a house in there would be like a maybe 10 by 12 shed. With maybe two basements under it, I'm not sure. But the lower basement's going to flood once in a while.
So I would say, he's driven out by all these. Hmm. Or walked them or scoped them out with binoculars or whatever he's done.
We drove by every one of them except for, I think we couldn't get to 8 of them. Mm-hmm. We couldn't get to by vehicle and... We didn't really waste our time walking to them.
Right.
Because it's pretty much tick season. We didn't figure it was worth it.
I think we got to value something on the non-lots just because I think that precedent would be bad for us to do. We can value the grouping that he has, that he's the other 10 lots... All those other, the grouping of 10 that you have up there, those are all buildable?
Yes.
Okay. So if we put the two groups together, we've got 75,000 total. I think this is where you got your 21, but I may be wrong. Give us a 2645 price, basically. If you combine the two together, if you combine those two different purchases, you got 75,000. If you take 41 of those lots and put them at 500, that's 20,500. That leaves 55,500, and you divide that by there's 31 because there's I made a mistake. Okay, if you took basically, you got if you add in the other 10 from the other deal, you got 41 unbuildable and 41 buildable. If you put them at $500 for the unbuildable, that's $20,500 out of the $75,000 totally paid. So you got $55,500 divided by 41, and you come out with a lot price of $1,790 for each one. But my concern is like the one that you just showed us, that where the whole neighborhood is $37,500. I think we have to somehow subtract that one out. I don't know, and that's why I was. I don't know if you can look, if you've got time to look at them, or if we should.
Well, I mean,
I don't know.
I have no way to value them, not ever seeing them, kind of thing. I mean,
no, but are there any? In other words, are there any other ones besides that one where it's got, there's a big disparity in what's around it?
A large chunk of the lots are straight up north in the Driftwood area if you want to go to that area.
I was going to say, Jennifer, when you typed in just the name and it brought up the entire list, it has all the values down the right side of how they are. Can you pull that up? Okay, so there's your values on the right side, your assessed values.
Well, I mean, we can make his consistent, but there's going to be some other ones out there that are going to, and this is going to be less than that one in that one neighborhood where we were looking at where it's $3,700. That's the only thing I'm concerned about is dropping that one.
And again, whatever you come up with, when it's the levy's applied, you have to remember that the county has to pay to send mailings to each of those. And so you can't have such a low assessed value that it doesn't generate at least $10, because we got to hit the paper, postage, the labor.
Well, it's $500. I mean, they already do those. Yeah. I mean, there's already lots of lots. So we're putting at least $500 on the non-buildable lots, right? In other words, it's consistent with what the other lots right now out there are being.
Yeah, and you've got, like, there's a 420. I'm just having you keep that in mind.
Okay, here's what I would like to do. I'd like to take all those values and add them up as far as the ones that are on this docket, and then apply your theory to that to see what the difference is, if it's even going to make a difference. Does that make sense?
In other words,
because some of those are less and some of those are more.
Isn't the assessed value at the multiplication table, and that's how that's done?
Yeah. We'd have to look at the appraised value, so we'd have to open every single one of them.
Okay, so
let's ask. Regardless of what she's got them at, we can just say that as to these, they're this amount. But I mean, if I don't know what your yes.
We can ask somebody in my office just to bring up TriSun's holdings on an Excel and then get a total and see what that is.
Are TriSun's holdings all of these?
TriSun's holdings. That's
are they the ones you paid?
All the Merriam-Wood lots are TriSun's holdings. There are other properties up there in TriSun's holdings that don't count, but yes.
That's the one you paid $45,000. Okay, so you're saying there are others.
There are others mixed in, that's what he's saying.
The $45,000 and the $30,000 is all in there. But the top piece of property is not related to Merriam-Wood.
I tell you what, like
this
I said.
This is the list, though, right? This is what we're working from.
That's the list we're working from.
Yeah. We'll have them do an Excel spreadsheet, and then you guys can sort it whatever way you want.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Steve, do you want us to call you, or do you want to be back here? How do you want to do it?
Can we go off the record?
We're not off the record right now. We are still on the record. If it's regarding the property, I guess my only question is,
I can't be here the next 2 days, and there's a good chance I can't be here the next day.
No, I'm saying we might make this decision later today, but I'm just saying that.
Yeah, today you can call me.
Okay. We can call you. All right. We just want to get the stuff. That's basically what we're looking for. Okay, I don't have to table them because we're going to try to make a decision later today. I'm just going to defer what we're going to do, but we're going to try to make a decision that's obviously fair to all concerned. Is there anything else you want to say on these properties right now?
No.
Okay. This covers all of them that you have left on the docket. Okay.
just do the spreadsheet and that way.
All right. All right, get us a sheet and we'll figure that out. All right.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
But he has more Trison Holdings elsewhere.
They can, we're putting everything that comes up in the Trison Holdings.
All right.
They're going to pull up every single thing on that spreadsheet. They can take it. That's not our problem.
But that's not what they're doing.
Did you want to try the California people again?
What if we just put these in?
On page one?
Yeah, I'll try that.
Just go line by line. I hope I went earlier. Because they want a total value.
Yeah, and they can get that total value when we have that at the bottom of the spreadsheet. They can do that too.
In an Excel spreadsheet?
Yep.
I'm not sure what you want. Can you tell?
Funny, this is David Akers with the Taney County Board of Equalization. Is now a good time?
Okay.
Okay. Pawnee, is this just a nightly rental property in Taney County? Okay. And do you and your husband own any other properties in Taney County in a nightly rental program?
No.
Okay. What we've been doing on these is, on the first one, if you just have one in a nightly rental program, we give you a break and do 25% commercial, 75% residential on any other properties you might acquire that you put in a nightly rental program. They'd be 100% commercial.
Okay.
So is this just a classification question, or is that, in other words, were you appealing anything else besides classification?
No, and actually, Taney County called me on July 15th and asked me the same question.
Okay. So you think that we've already ruled on this?
Yeah, that's what they asked, and then they said aye, and then ruled in favor.
Okay, well, that would have been probably me, so I'm trying to figure out if we've got this on the docket twice then. We don't have anything on this? Okay, well, just
399.
I'm sorry. The mine is 400 poolside.
Yeah, we got it. We're trying to see.
So what's the question?
It looks like it was already done earlier, as she said. So we apologize for bothering you during your day. It looks like we've already done this one.
No problem.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. That's already been done. That just somehow got on the docket.
Yeah.
Hey, one less. That's right.
All right.
We'll beat you later. Joyce, what about, do you want me to call Ms. Church again one more time?
I'd say.
We've already denied this one, right? It's just she was wanting to come back in.
We have it.
Wanted to speak.
Yeah.
POE 126.
We've never talked to her.
The mailbox
for Okay. We've already denied it. All right. All right. Let's just move on that one because it's towards the end of the month here. All right. Steve.
Excuse me.
Bless you.
Thank you. Page 20.
It looks like Steve's went from page 1 through 19. Is there any in there we've missed in between?
Not that I saw. I think we're on page 20.
Okay. So I can put that stack. The second part is actually thinner. Okay.
Something got stirred up.
The Shepherds are the ones with, I believe, BOE 531 is the one with the landlocked property out in Arkansas.
Yeah.
Okay. In our discussions, I think that given that it is landlocked without, what do we do on the eastern Taney County? What do we put that at an acre? 1,000? Is that what we did? I think the landlocked one out on the county line.
Yes, that's what
okay.
We did.
If it had access, I would not vote for that price because I don't think you can acquire property. But given the